Hey everyone, welcome to the Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, and hopefully this is the last week we'll have to deal with my sump pump.
Yeah, you are, I noticed you've been making great progress on your new space and studio, so we're excited to see you over there in short order.
Yeah, we'll definitely be moving. The desk moves tonight, and then everything else moves on Friday. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we've got some great conversation for you today, folks. We've got some news, best practice, which is a little bit unusual. Some stuff going on here at Blueberry. Got an interview with Lori Rising with the Raw and Wild Hearts podcast that Mike did. And, of course, we got some support issues as well. We'll talk about that. Hey, Mike, did you know Audible, for about the 15th time, has changed up their business plan, and now they've got a new subscription podcast service for premium, podcasts that you can normally get on regular podcast channels, but are now ad-free. I guess that's the plan.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what they're doing this time around, but from the article, it looks like, you know, they're going to have some exclusive deals with certain podcasts to take out the baked-in ads so that you can get the premium ad-free version via Audible.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, they've done 2, 3, 4 different things. They've abandoned podcasting, restarted podcasting. Now they're back in podcasting. And it's all, I think, part of this bigger initiative over at Amazon. Of course, we had an announcement in our newsletter about that, about Amazon Music / Audible.
Right. And, I'm not sure what that's going to look like, yet. But, it'll be good to have another outlet, but as far as the Audible part, I don't know if that's going to be the ad-free only podcast or if they're going to have a whole catalog over there or not. Yeah. I don't know.
They said they made some deals for some podcasts, and for the lowest monthly fee of $7.95, you can access those shows ad-free. I don't know if it's going to be exclusive content either or not, but anyway, we'll keep an eye on it, and what's available is via the podcast link in the show notes. You can read up about it. And if you are approached, hey, go big and make some money. Shaq's big podcast moves from Podcast One. Yeah. So what's going on with Shaq?
Shaq has a deal with Warner Media, for broadcast stuff for the NBA and all that. And now Warner Media has a podcast network, and they've talked him into moving his show off of Podcast One and putting it on the Warner Media podcast network. So.
You know, I got to talk to Shaq for 3 seconds one time.
Yeah, it was when I was that.
It was more like me, "Hey, Shaq," and he waved back, "Hey," and didn't know who I was.
Right. Yeah, I think that was CES one year.
And he had an entourage of people walking around. He is a big dude. You ever see him in person? He's massive. But anyway, Apple sent an email to podcasters. And they've expanded audio search and more countries. I think you're going to put the email at the bottom of the show notes, or are we just going to go over what they've sent out?
I've got the email, and I'll put that in the bottom of the show notes when I publish today. But basically what they're doing is, you know, they've been doing machine transcripts in the background for a long time, and in search, you can sort of search on things that were actually said in the podcast. Well, now they've expanded it to Danish and Dutch and French and German, and even Japanese and Korean, which seems like it might be difficult to do. But anyway, a bunch of new languages added to that, and plus a little bit more.
And I think there's going to be some features added for hosts and guests for those who have been given access to those features at Podcast Connect. But the main thing is they want you to go over to Podcast Connect and re-agree to their new terms and services over there.
Yeah, if you're, if you haven't been over there in a while, go log in, and you may get a pop-up that asks you to agree to their new terms. I think that's more for the other languages than English, but that may apply anyway.
All right. So I want to talk about a best practice today that is one that we basically going to ask you. We want you to help us help new podcasters. We are seeing a rising tide of podcasters that are being directed really kind of in the wrong way in their initial startup of their podcast. And we hope that you'll feel that Blueberry does a good way, or has a good way, or has a good, like the Blueberry way, is a good way to build and grow your show. And we want you to support these new podcasters, whether it be in the Blueberry Podcasting Group, on Twitter, on the Podcast Movement Facebook group, wherever you may hang out with other podcasters. We hope that you will continue to help us direct podcasters into considering not only Blueberry, but the main thing is really about building their shows on their own brand, considering getting their own websites, and, you know, and in turn, they're able then to control their shows, RSS feed, and really everything that goes along with it. There's been some things happening over the last couple of weeks where, and again, we don't have the full details or understand why, but we do know that some shows are being removed at Anchor, that for some unknown reason, people have gotten over there. And this isn't shows that are violating copyright. These are shows that are launching and then being canceled. There was a new incident of it this morning that was talked about in a Facebook group page. And really, the podcaster was pretty confused. And it goes back to something we continue to say. When you are on someone else's platform, when you are using someone else's service, you are susceptible to changing business tactics, business plans, what they allow and don't allow. Here's just a little side note, and probably Mike, I shouldn't say this, but if you are on your own website, if you have your own feed, if you use PowerPress, if we pulled the plug tomorrow and we turned off all the servers and disappeared into the dark of night, your websites would stay online. You would have to find a new place for your media if you're hosting with us. But other than that, you would not have an extinction event. You'd have to scramble a little bit to find a new host, but you'd still be online and your show would not go extinct. Right. Whereas if you're on someone else's platform and they decide they don't like you for whatever reason and they pull the plug, you're done. So, Mike, you know, any thoughts on, you know, what we've been seeing?
Yeah, back to the way we always talk about it here is, okay, if you have your own feed on your own domain, you own that address. We don't own that address.
Right.
Nobody else owns that address. And you can redirect that or, you know, do whatever you need to do to keep it going if, you know, say we had to take you down for some reason, you know, say there was a takedown notice on something and you disagree with it, we're going to let you know. And you know, like I said, it happens so rarely. It's not a big thing, but you know, or as Todd said, if we went out of business for some silly reason, which we're not planning, so don't worry about it. But anyway, you're not gone. You're just temporarily, maybe the media is offline temporarily until you get it relinked. But you know, you are 100% in control of that address if you own that domain. And if you're on some other, but you know, somebody else's domain and they decide they don't like it, or even say Apple decides we want to take you out of the directory. Well, you're still podcasting and right. That address still works. And then people can even subscribe to it in Apple.
But choosing your hosting provider is really, and here's the thing too. So let me remind you, and I know all of you listening know this, if you are on almost any other hosting provider's platform, you are renting your RSS feed. You are renting your show space on their website. And again, these shows that I'm being referred to are being taken down. They're being accused of spam. The hosts are saying they're not doing that. Again, we don't care what you put in your content, long as it follows our terms of service and it doesn't invoke hate speech and all the, you know, the number of little things that will trigger a reaction. But again, if you're on your own .com and you have your own website, there's nothing that can be done. You can revert and really take care of yourself if you have to. But the main thing is you stay online. And that's part of our DNA here is we believe that podcasters should control their entire stack. And yes, we want you to host with us. Yes, we want you to use our tools and service. Yes, we want to continue to bring you great products and be able to have great support for everything that we do. But at the same time, as podcasters ourselves, Mike and I have been podcasters from the beginning here, is that we want you to grow your show, again, the Blueberry Way, which again, just simply is controlling your brand on your website and controlling your RSS feed. So I've harped on this enough, but help us.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when someone asks what hosting company they should go with, explain to them, you know, if you have your own feed, you know, you go with Blueberry for what we're good at, which is hosting the media and doing the analytics and all that stuff. But you own that feed address. And that comes with a little bit of responsibility, but it's worth it.
But most podcasters are not going to know. They're not going to understand it. But yeah. If you bring it to them, approach them in the methodology of, hey, you're controlling. It's like you're controlling your own radio tower. You own your stuff and someone else does. You're not renting from someone when you're on your own .com using WordPress and PowerPress. And that's really the main thing is make people understand from the beginning, they're building their empire at a central location on their own site, not on someone else's domain. So let us move on and talk about some news. Big release yesterday. We announced Headliner. We've integrated with Headliner, and Headliner is now available on for Blueberry podcasters on the in the dashboard. And this is a complete revamp. It replaces our post-to-social service that we had. That at many times would someone did Facebook would make a change or YouTube would make a change, and we'd have to recertify something. So now we're really focusing on. Connecting with partners and different groups that are dedicated doing this 24/7. So they've got a great post. It's a great social promotion product, and you can use it for free or you can opt in for their subscription service. But the integration is now available in the podcaster dashboard at blueberry.com.
Yeah, it's a pretty slick service. And even on the free plan, you can, I think they give you 5 videos a month that do not have their logo on it. And then after that, on the free plan, you get it watermarked with their logo, but it's not obtrusive and it's a really cool service and it might be worth paying for you.
Yep. Also, we put a hot fix out for PowerPress. PowerPress 8.3.6 is out. 8.3.7 is coming and maybe 8.4 in a couple of weeks. We've been hoping for 8.4 for a while now.
Yeah. Like I said, 8.3.6 fixed a couple of bugs, but introduced a new minor one that's what 0.7 is going to be. So just watch for those updates and keep PowerPress updated.
Wasn't 0.7 largely because of a change that was made in WordPress we're having to react to?
Yeah, that's what that's for. And he's supposed to have that out. I might yet have it out this week, but watch for updates in your plugins.
Also, we've got a Blueberry Podcaster of the Month. It's Dr. Mark Shapiro, MD. He's got a podcast called Explore the Space. It's a great podcast. Another great Blueberry podcaster. Then again, we're doing this every month. We're highlighting a podcast that is podcasting with us and using our services and doing things what we call, the Blueberry Way. And you'll find a link to that announcement on the Podcast Insider website. We'll have the link in the show notes, of course, up in the system. Now, for some of you that got our newsletter, yesterday, you will have seen that there was a link that was bad. We apologize about that, but definitely follow the link in the show notes today, and that'll get you to the same post we have in the newsletter. As well, if you are thinking about advertising with Blueberry, we want you to go in and update your relevant information on the podcaster application and podcast survey information. We want you to make an update there. We're having some significant inquiries, especially for Australian, French, American, Canadian, and Spanish podcasters. So if you fall into one of those groups, we want you to update the podcaster survey and make sure your information's correct. because we're starting to build campaigns and trying to get as much up-to-date information. If you are or know an Australian podcaster and they are our Blueberry podcaster, we want to hear from them. Let them know as well to make some updates to that, and we'll be in contact with many of you that are doing that soon. So, Mike, you've got an interview. Who's tell me a little bit about this show.
Yeah, it's lawyer Lori Rising, and she does a show called the Raw and Wild Hearts Podcast. And I think her podcast is very old school in one way, is she just talks about what she wants to talk about. So there's no overarching theme of the podcast. It's people, you know, doing things that are, you know, in their hearts. It's, you know, like I said, it's a very, I call it a more personal type podcast. It's not, you know, there's no formula to it. She does interviews sometimes. She does solo shows sometimes. And it could be about, you know, a bunch of different subjects. And she also does some pretty good audio editing for someone that self-taught. So
awesome.
Anyway, check it out.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and play the interview now, and we'll be back with you after that.
Hello, Lori. Thanks for being on the show.
Ah, thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Yeah, so you do a show. What is that? Let me get the thing. The Raw and Wild Hearts Podcast.
Yes, the Raw and Wild Hearts Podcast.
Yeah, it looks like you've been at it for, well, coming up on a year here in a couple of months. And so how did you get started, and why did you get started?
It's been a journey. Why did I get started? So I have been working one-on-one with people for a long time, as a trauma-informed body worker, hypnotherapist, and educator. And I also have just been a human. I've gone through so many experiences, and I feel like lifetimes within this one life that I'm living, that I felt like I just had so much to give people through what I've done in work and in life, that and I love to talk. I love being really social. I love learning. My best platform for learning is people. Of course I like to read books and, you know, watch videos and things like that as well. But I've just always had this affinity for storytelling and hearing stories and learning through your experience and creating my experience and using mirrors with each other. So it was just really felt like time. I'm sorry. It really felt like time to go to a bigger platform. And because I'd always had this like thought of podcasting, I thought it sounded fun. I thought I could be funny and informative, and I had a well-rounded approach to it, that I just decided to finally jump in after years of, you know, hemming and hawing about it. And this was kind of the start to my bigger online platform. So this really drove me into the technical side of things, which, hello, there is so much technical stuff.
Yeah, but it's not too scary. It's just, you know, once you get the hang of it, it's not too bad, especially the way you're doing it. So,
and yeah, just,
go ahead.
It was pretty overwhelming. I mean, I'm not going to lie, because I did everything on my own. Like, you know, I did a launch. I learned how to do the tech, how to figure, you know, what equipment to buy. I learned how to edit and record, and had many growing pains. I learned how to do my own website, which I had never done before. Like, there was such a steep learning curve for me, because I'm a healer. Like, I'm a one-on-one in-person client touch therapist. And so, yeah, just jumping into such a technical world was really eye-opening for me. Like, just that alone, creating that kind of learning curve for myself, I felt like I went to earth school in that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, when I make reference to how you're doing it, is, of course, you're doing it the Blueberry way. So you've got your own website, you've got your own domain name, you're running your feed from your own site, and you're just using us for the stuff we're good at. And That's awesome. Everything looks great. I'm looking at your website and it's very well done.
Thank you.
So I applaud you.
Thank you. It's definitely a work in progress. And I'll tell you about Blueberry. When I was researching in the beginning, you know, there are sites that you don't pay for,
there's free hosting sites.
Yeah, free hosting. Thank you. But you had, through my research, it just felt streamlined where I could put it all together with my WordPress site and have, you know, the PowerPress plugin and Blueberry. And it just felt like, to me, that is worth the investment.
Oh yeah. And then, like I said, that's what we always talk on this show about, the Blueberry way, because, you know, most other podcast hosts out there want you to, you know, be on their platform and their platform only, and then you'd syndicate out to all the directories and whatnot. And we try to do it the opposite way. We want to, you know, want to build the stuff we know how to build and then let you, you know, do what you do and we get out of your way. But yeah, so what exactly, you know, is there like an overarching theme of your podcast, or is it kind of, you know, just whatever happens to be going on that week or whatever?
I feel like my theme is really, I'm working, and this is what I've been working at my whole life, as well as my career, is just smashing this sensationalism and fear culture. And I want everyone to enjoy their humanness, you know, and like live from a place of abundance rather than scarcity, and, you know, look at the possibilities and be limitless in our humanity, because our cultural conditioning creates such a box for us, and it creates like a very limiting view of the world. And so that's why I say, through all of my experience, like I've gone through the gamut, and I feel like I want to, you know, somebody was asking me like, how could you deduce your podcast like into a couple words? And what I finally got to is, I want you to feel. If you feel, you can heal. You know, we're always gaining experience, but we're always gaining things that we might need to be healing from and healing through. And they might not even be ours. And so I just feel like I believe laughter is medicine. I believe our emotions are for exploring. And I really think status quo is boring. We are such magical, beautiful beings. And my podcast has such a wide range of topics because I want to hit everything, because we're really wide ranging humans.
Okay. Are you interviewing people mostly, or do you do any solo shows?
Yeah, I mostly interview people. I've done a couple of solo shows. Actually, I feel so... The thing I'm probably most proud of with my podcast is how innovative it is, especially for me not having any tech experience before this. I'm not great at sound, so I really need to work on that a little bit more, but especially with all the Zoom calls now. I was doing great when we were in-person interviewing, but I do so much sound editing. I feel like this is kind of my art. And so each podcast becomes like an art creation for me. And so it's not the standard just putting out a conversation. Like my Laughter is Medicine series, which features comedians, I actually interject their comedy bits into their interview. And I just love it. Like those things excite me so much because I like being taken out of my box. So if I'm going to come across a podcast and suddenly be laughing at live comedy during an interview as well, like, yes, I'm into that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That works out really good. So yeah, the thing about a lot of these interview podcasts is sometimes they get a little the same all the time. You know, there's a guy that's pretty famous that has a pretty famous podcast, and he has a list of questions, and every single interview is that list of questions. And you know, after you listen to four or five of them, you're like, I don't think I want to listen anymore. Yours sounds like you're mixing it up for lack of a better term.
Yeah. A big time. Just the one that I put out yesterday, you know, I have a background in so many different areas. And yesterday I really put out this beautiful, I felt like I've listened to it three times since I put it out, because I felt like it was so beautiful. The questions that I asked the people, and I sound edited them in together But in like really creative ways, the way that they answered the questions. And I just loved it. I don't know, like, believe me, I spend days editing these podcasts and sometimes I want to pull my hair out and it almost kills me to get it out. But once I get it out, like I said, this is my art and I hope that people really start to react in an artful way. You know what I mean? Like, I hope people take it in that way and right. listen to different episodes because they're all so different and they're all so unique, just like we are as people. Right. That's why I think I hit such a wide range of topics and areas because, like I said, status quo is boring. I want to take you out of your box. I want to take me out of my box. I want to learn and grow and I want to keep elevating all of us in this consciousness as much as we can. And so I push myself with every episode and I really spend a lot of time dropping into how creative can I get with this one? You know, where can I go? I try to be limitless with myself.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, like we famously don't edit this podcast, or we do, or we didn't, I should say. But, you know, and, you know, every podcaster has their style and, you know, I can appreciate, you know, the work that goes into the editing because, you know, you can spend a lot of time editing out the ums and ahs and all that. And sometimes it's worth doing and sometimes it's not. It's all what you want to do. And that's the beauty of podcasting. There is no rules. There's a few best practices, but there's no rules.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like I do throw in one of those interviews that I don't have to edit probably every three or four podcasts just to give myself a break so I don't burn out. And I'm really glad that I've made that a practice for myself.
Right. You know, there's something nice about just a conversation that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, you know, perfect mm-hmm. is, you know, it's a good goal, but it'll drive you nuts. And, you know, a lot of people, when they start podcasts, they'll take forever to start the podcast because they're overthinking every little thing. Oh, is my artwork good? Is, you know, do I got the right microphone? And, you know, that kind of thing. And sometimes it's just good to turn the mic on and talk. And, right. you know, and that's really good therapy for people, especially days like, you know, to, you know, this whole, you know, situation that we find ourselves in here in 2020. You know, there's a lot of scare out there. If you watch the mainstream news and all that stuff and spend too much time with it, you're going to be scared because that's what they want to do, it seems. And it's really nice to get away from that.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what my mission is I want to help you be in your heart and in your balance because I know what's going on out there. And so I'm not listening to the news. I'm staying in my, you know, really firm place of groundedness. And I want to share that with you, even if you have a really scary day, you know, because of everything that's coming at you. Like, I hope that I can be that oasis for you where you come to my podcast and breathe and, you know, drop into your humanity and remember you are here, you're okay. And we're doing this together.
Oh yeah. That's it sounds like a worthy goal. I'll have to listen. I didn't get a chance to listen before the interview here. So usually I try to sample a couple episodes. And
it's, okay. Yeah.
We've been extremely crazy around here lately. So you know how that goes.
It is. It's such a busy time right now. I totally agree with you. And I wanted to talk about something that you just said about turning the mic on. When I was first starting, you know, I had a lot of nerves and, you know, there was just so much to think about and figure out as I was putting this podcast out. But I really appreciated the videos I was watching, the articles I was reading. A lot of people were like, just start. Just start. You can always grow. And I think that's true in all of life. Just start. Jump. Like whatever it is you're thinking about, just start. And then you can make it work from there.
Yeah, one of the things in podcasting since the beginning has been, you know, first episode's going to suck. The second episode's going to suck less, and so on and so on. And you know, you get the hang of it, and you're always changing. You know, with us, you know, Todd and I have both been podcasting since, you know, late 2004, early 2005 when it first started, and you know, we're still constantly learning things. And that's, you know, just the nature of the beast. And I think it's great. You know, podcasting has done, you know, a world of good, you know, for me. Just, I got a silly little podcast that I do mainly just for me, and I don't care if anybody listens to it. And it's sort of like therapy, you know?
Nice. Yeah, that's funny because my first episode, I love my first episode, but I also had to do it three times.
Yeah,
the first two, I had a faulty mic cord and that was painful. Like, and I'm so blessed that my guest was willing to come back three times. But by the third interview, like we had really gotten our groove and the nerves had pretty much dissipated for both of us. So I feel like my first episode was really my third.
Oh yeah. And you know, something like that is, you know, like Todd had a interview that he did for this show a little while back, and his the little card that goes in the recorder went bad. So he lost that interview, and the second time around, it was better in some ways, but also it wasn't the same, you know? So, you know, it all this stuff is pretty spontaneous sometimes. And you know, more times you go over it, you refine it, but it may not be the same. It's not necessarily worse or better, you know, yeah, like I've done that before that, too.
You miss some of that spontaneity. I was just having a pre-interview with a guest last night, and I usually try to keep them pretty small because I don't want to have all these gems come out in the pre-interview and, you know, and try to bring them back or recreate them, because that loses that spontaneous gift that you're getting. And he just wanted to talk for a full hour. And I was like, this feels like I'm doing an interview, but it's not the interview. So it was an interesting process that I had to go through, because I've never had somebody want to spend that much time with me in a pre-interview. So I'm working through that one. That's the thing. Things come up and it's something new and it's something to learn. And I guess I really like that about this quote unquote job. You know, it's kind of a hobby right now, but I'm hoping it becomes my job, I guess, if we're using, you know, word meanings. But I love learn, like there's so much to learn, constant learning, constant new ways of doing things. And it's fluid because you have guests that are creating new environments for you.
Yeah. You know, one of the tricks that I use, and, you know, you and I talked for what, maybe 5 minutes before we started. I hit record right when you got on the line. See, that way, if there is a gem, and I could edit that in.
Right. And I do that as well, because something that I'm really proud of with my podcast, that's kind of been my thing, is I have an outtake at the end of every episode, and I have no idea if people actually listen to it or not, because it's after my actual outtake that I put in, you know, a funny blooper that I did during the interview. And I hope there's people out there that realize that's my thing and how important that is to me. So that's why I'm always trying to record right away, so I have one of those really fun anecdotes or bloopers that I can throw in after the music.
Yeah. It's a lot of, you know, I've heard that on other shows, and in one of the tricks that one person I used to listen to, and the only reason I found out about this is I set up a playlist. And so it would just start the next podcast when, you know, the one was running, was done, and it went silent. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And he left a whole minute of silence at the end of his show and then played a blooper.
Oh, wow.
and then he said at the end, he goes, if you listen to this, shoot me an email. He said, you know, there's quite a few people that did.
That's pretty amazing. I think the reason I would listen to that is because I'm always doing things while my podcasts are playing. So they just kind of play all the way to the end. So yeah, you always have those people that are multitasking and not like it immediately. Yeah, I love that. Good for him. Like he's taking a chance there for going a whole minute of silence.
Right. No, you know, and the funny thing is a lot of people listen to podcasts as soon as it sounds like they're going to stop, it'll forward to the next one. And, you know, you're not going to get those people, but the people that, accidentally hear it, you know, maybe a neat way to do a contest someday, you know. if you're giving away something, you know, put the information, you know, 30 seconds after the show ends and see if anybody gets it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm always curious, like how many people know that that's my thing, you know, because it does take a lot of extra time and effort, but I love it so much. And that's part of the art.
Right. And, you know, some people really do enjoy the editing process. I mean, you know, the nuts and bolts of it, obviously, are just like anything that can get tedious and whatnot. But, you know, it's, you know, some people enjoy it. Some people absolutely hate it. You know, I know podcasters that literally do no editing. They trim the ends, upload it, you know, whatever happened, happened. And there's something to be said for that.
Sure.
You know, and then there's people that, you know, spend a lot of time crafting everything and, you know, making everybody sound smarter and all that. And, you know, we got Kate over at Blueberry Pro that sort of makes us sound smarter. So that's good.
The reason I love it so much is it's like I'm spending some really intimate time with my guests. And honestly, by the time I put the podcast out, I feel like we're best friends. Like, I'll seriously send my guest messages because in my mind, we're best friends because I just spent so much time with them.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, it's funny. I've done, you know, been podcasting for a long time. One of the things I haven't done much of is in-person interviews. Almost all the interviews I do are over Zoom or Skype or whatever like that. And I don't do a lot of interviews either. I do solo shows and then this podcast for Blueberry. Where I do interviews and have a co-host, but I don't think Todd and I have been in the same room doing a podcast more than two or three times since we started the show. You know, at one point he was in Hawaii and I'm in Michigan, and you know, we do the show, you know, 5,000 miles apart or whatever, and then, you know, other times we've, you know, done it a little, you know, done it in the same room, but for the most part, it's always remote. And the in-person interview, I think you get a little more out of that because you're in the same room with a person, for one thing.
Yeah. It's so much more dynamic. And just the sound is better. You know, like two people can talk on the mic at the same time. You get on Zoom and one person will start getting distorted if they're both talking at the same time. And it's just so rich to be face to face with someone having those deeper conversations, but the editing is because it ends up usually being a 2-hour recording, and that is a tough edit. But I still prefer in person for the richness of the sound and the richness of the interaction, for sure.
Right. Speaking of editing, so say you get a 2-hour interview, how much of that interview do you use?
Yeah. So I have started, that's been a learning curve as well. My first two interviews were both 1 hour and 40 minutes that I used, and they were probably 2.5-hour edits. Because I was at the beginning and nervous and trying to figure out what I was even doing, you know, so I just kept talking and didn't really know how to, like, you know, graciously end the conversation or things like that. And now I've pretty much gotten down to my longest ones are usually 1 hour and 20 minutes at this point. I try not to go past 1.5 hours. I love being around 1 hour. I feel like that's a really good listener experience, and what's the word I'm looking for? Attention span. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And I just did 1 hour and 20 minutes last time, and then yesterday's was like 50 minutes. So it kind of averages out, you know?
Right. Yeah. We, you know, another one of the old long-standing things in podcasting has been there's no such thing as a podcast that's too long. But there is such thing as a podcast that's too boring. So many people, what they do is they say, well, my show is exactly 30 minutes long, so I do this. And if they only have 15 minutes worth of stuff to talk about, they stretch it out and then it gets boring. Or if you've got 2 hours worth of stuff to say and it's all interesting, do 2 hours. Again, no rules.
I love that. That's a good mantra. I'm going to take that in.
Well, you know, with us, we try to limit this around 20, 30 minutes for, you know, for these little interviews, but this is only part of our show, you know, so that's our format that we're doing. And, you know, as far as, you know, deeper interviews, you know, I've done that on my personal show where, you know, literally I'll sit there and talk to somebody for 2.5-3 hours and usually end up with an hour and a half or two out of it, something like that. So,
wow.
But it's, you know, it's the beautiful thing about podcasting, again, no rules. And, you know, and people that like your style, whatever that style is, will find you. You know, just keep at it. That's that's the key, is just keep, you know, be consistent, keep at it.
Yeah. And don't get so concerned about the numbers. Like, I spent a lot of time in the beginning really concerned about the numbers and, you know, paying attention to what everybody else was doing. And that just caused some stress. So
yeah, it certainly can. A lot of people are obsessed by stats and it's fun. Mm-hmm. Believe me. And, you know, it's an ego boost when you, oh boy, I got 100 people this week and, you know, or whatever. And it's, you know, it's great. But, you know, if you live or die by that, you're going to be disappointed at points.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I really like the people that I have some hardcore people that will usually send me a message after the show. And that just, sometimes it's what has literally kept me going. There has been times where this, the amount of work that I've done in this arena, along with all the other things I'm doing in my career and in my life, I was like, I can't do it anymore. It's too much. And then I would get that one message just at the perfect divine time that was like, you are changing my world and my life. Keep going. Like, what you're doing for humans is so incredible. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing what one email or one comment or something like that will do for you, you know, when you think nobody's listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a good reminder of me sending those comments as well for other people, because I know what it does for me. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in our hectic lives that we kind of forget that a 2-minute message can shift somebody completely in how they're feeling about something.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I say, I you know, I'll go months without getting anything on one of my shows, and that's fine, because I, like I said, don't care if anybody listens, it's for me. But when somebody interacts, then you get more motivated about it, and you know, you think, oh, I am actually getting to somebody, and all that. So yeah, good deal. Stay motivated. It sounds like you got a good thing going. So me being the geeky one here, being the tech support guy, tell me a little bit about your technical setup as far as recording. And I know how you publish. You're doing it with WordPress, PowerPress, and through Blueberry. But like microphones, that kind of thing. You know, everybody wants to hear about that.
So I have the Scarlett interface, the Focusrite interface, and I have a Shure dynamic microphone with a little windbreaker on it, is what I like to call it.
Ah, very good. And then, but do you bring people into the studio to record, or do you have a portable setup that you take somewhere, or how's that work?
No, I bring them here. I bring them into my home. It's a very comfy in my living room setup. I've had guests. I've had a lot of other podcasters, and they've always been really excited about the warmth and just the relaxed atmosphere that I create. And yeah, I have two of the Shure Dynamics and two of the same sets of headphones and, you know, the mic stands, and we just chill out and have tea or wine and have a great conversation.
Yeah, sounds interesting. I'm definitely going to have to listen now.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I feel like there's something for everyone, because I'm not just a one subject matter person. I'm a firecracker. So I feel like I bring that in from my regular living into what I'm doing podcasting. It's just like an extension of me. So even if you're not going to listen to every single episode, I promise you there is definitely something that's going to pique your interest and you're going to really like. Personally, I love my Laughter is Medicine episodes, because I love laughing and I feel like that's some of our best healthcare. And I just am, I love the, as, so I really love this. How many more times can I say love?
Hey, that's all right.
But putting the comedy bits in, I feel like, yes, I don't know, that I just get excited when I listen to it. So I hope everybody else does as well.
All right. And like I said, not to cut this too short, but we want to sort of keep in format here, unfortunately. So now's the time for the shameless plug edition. tell us how we would listen to your show or where the website is and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So across the board, I'm The Raw and Wild Hearts. So therawandwildhearts.com on Instagram at The Raw and Wild Hearts. And the podcast is called The Raw and Wild Hearts on, I believe, every podcast platform. I don't know. You would know more about that.
Yeah, I see all the links on your sidebar there. So yeah, it looks like you're everywhere. So that's good. And we'll definitely send people your way to listen. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being on, for sure. Yeah. And we'll definitely start. I'll have to add you to my list of podcasts to check out.
Yeah, please do. Let me know what you think. I love hearing feedback. And like I said, it keeps me going. So thank you for having me and for this wonderful conversation. It was really fun.
Yep. Thanks for being on the Podcast Insider.
All right. We want to remind Blueberry podcasters that you can be interviewed on the show. Tell your story podcasting right here on Podcast Insider. You can email Todd, Mike, or McKenzie at blueberry.com, blubrry.com. We'll want you on the show. We want to hear your genesis story. We want to talk about what you've gotten out of your podcast, what it's done for your audience. So let us know and we'll get you in the show. Mike, you got a few support things going on. What's happening there?
Yeah, I've been noticing kind of some trends here, so we'll go over some of those. If you change your password at blueberry.com, so say you go to blueberry.com, you forgot your password, you change your password, you also need to change your password in PowerPress. Not to log into your WordPress site, but you have to relink your account using using the new password and the same login. And, that just keeps the connection together because we get a lot of tickets where someone says, I can't upload my podcast. And they show us a screenshot and it's because they changed their password at Blueberry but didn't re-log in from PowerPress.
Yeah, it's kind of like you got to resync it.
Right, exactly. And all that. And over the last couple of weeks, next item here, Apple Podcasts has been just a tad bit slow at updating new episodes. They have been working on stuff, so, hence the email that came out. And, when they do that, sometimes their shows, the listings on their directory don't update. But that's not the whole story. People will get the show as soon as you publish it as normal. It's just your unsubscribed listing may not update as quickly. Well,
let's be clear, Mike. People that have subscribed to your show get your show immediately in their app. Those that are not subscribed to your show, and this is why it's important people subscribe, will have that 6 to 24 hour delay before it updates on the Apple Podcast directory, and also which replicates down through all the other iOS apps. So this is why it continues to be important for you to encourage your listeners to subscribe. Otherwise, if you have a timely show, they may wait a day before that updates. And that's just because Apple Podcasts can be slow. Sometimes they update immediately. Sometimes it could be as much as 24 hours or longer.
Yeah, it could be random for sure. Yeah. The whole idea is, Apple's got 1.something million podcasts to update every day. And they probably only hit your show maybe once or twice a day to update their listing. But if you get subscribers, they get it right away.
Yeah.
And that goes into the kind of the next thing. If your episode doesn't show on just one of the many syndication points, but does on all the others, chances are that one app or directory is having some sort of an issue. Doesn't necessarily mean anything is wrong with your feed. We get a lot of tickets on, Overcast didn't update, or this one didn't update, or that one didn't update. And, they may be working on something, or, they missed a cycle or something. And it's usually not a huge issue. And then again, subscribers will still get it in most cases. Now, Spotify had an issue going on, and we think we got it solved with them. And so you should have no problem with Spotify. It takes the same 6 to 24-ish hours to update on Spotify. But but if you only see one of them not working, chances are everything's okay with your feed. It's more than likely something just going on at that particular app for, you know, usually a short period of time.
So you know,
need to panic.
Yeah, that needs, you know, it goes back to, if you love Spotify, you have to be prepared to live with the delay in shows updating on Spotify. And that delay is Spotify's fault. That is not our fault. And with Apple Podcasts directly, the same thing. So again, if you're doing the job of telling your podcasters where to subscribe to your show and giving them all those options, the majority of your podcasters will get, because I see a lot of shows now, they're just focusing on one spot saying, go get it, Spotify. Well, that's a single point of failure. That's not that good of a strategy. So make sure you're giving them lots of options. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify are all good options. Stitcher, all the different locations.
And remind them they can come to your website.
That's right.
So, yeah. You know, that's the thing in the show. I always say, you know, if you don't see me where you normally see me, come to my website.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about episode images and some of the things that are some of the misconceptions out there.
Yeah, in PowerPress, there's a section below the, you know, in the podcast episode box to put an episodic image. But people then will say, well, it's not showing up in Google Podcasts, or it's not showing up in this one, or it's not showing up in that one. Well, not all of them use that image. And there's a couple different ways to put an image in. And I kind of go over that in a post on my personal podcast, and I'll have a link to that. And it's got a pretty good list of all the different apps and what image shows.
Yeah, who uses what and all that, right?
Yeah, it was quite a project to put that together. So, and we've talked about it here before, but, you know, it just seems to be coming up a lot here lately.
Yeah. I wish everyone would use episode images. I really do. Now, I know the strategy of some shows is they change their album art every episode.
Right. And, you know, I can think of one in particular that, you know, every single episode twice a week, they change their episode image or their whole overall image, because that's the only way to get the show everywhere.
That's right. And that's guaranteed. But most of us don't have the resources to change our artwork for our shows every week, but they do. Well, anyway, that's going to bring us to the end of Podcast Insider here. And we want to thank you for being with us. I know some folks are live today watching us live. We're on live. We do this live on the Blueberry Podcasting Group page if you want to hang out for 30 minutes with us. You don't get the interview when we're live, but you do get the interview when you subscribe to the show. And we hope that you'll go over to podcastinsider.com and get subscribed to the podcast while you're over there. If you have any questions about this show or comments you want to send in, it's Todd, Mike, or McKenzie at blueberry.com. Happy to take your commentary. And of course, Mike, how do they get a 30-day free trial?
Just use the promo code INSIDER when you check out at Blueberry. And we'd be happy to have you.
That's right. All right, folks, we'll see you next week here on Podcast Insider. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.